Yo, Wagwan, my G's, what you saying? It's Beth, and she's back with another podcast. Let's go. Right, we're talking about choice today, bitches. So let's get the fuck into this shit. Damn, she aggressive today. Anyway, basically, right, there's this thing that's been on my mind for a while. So, choices, right? Free will, free choice. We have choice in life, which is a very, very good thing. I mean, we can control our reality. We can choose even little things, we have the ability to choose what path we go down. But it also can prohibit us. Too many choices. I've been thinking about a lot, actually. And that kind of weird paradox of life is like you have enough choice, you have sorry, you have too many choices, or you have not enough choice. It's very hard to get that balance. And recently I've just been thinking, damn, there's so many choices in life, like there's so many opportunities that it's hard. It's very difficult for me to choose one, because it's like I don't want to choose the wrong one. You know what I mean? It's like I just have always struggled with that kind of mindset. But recently I've just kind of figured out like it's better to choose one than none, because choosing none is still a choice, but it's probably not the best one to do. And yeah, I think having even a couple opportunities is still great. Even one, all you need is one opportunity, really, and it can totally change your life or change your whole outlook or your perspective, or impact your life in some way. But then I'm thinking, like, there's so much emphasis on choices you make. And, regret and resentment and guilt and a lot of emotion, self-judgment, a lot of emotions that, you feel for yourself you make that choice. It does impact. It does impact you, but at the same time, it's like, well, we need to make these choices for our self growth, for our learning and experience, and there shouldn't. There's so much emphasis on what you choose that it's kind of like it loses the whole point. It loses the whole meaning, because well. The meaning I've created, anyway. Also, this episode might be very waffly, so excuse that, but also, accept it, because that's just what this podcast is about. Just unscripted shit that I just like to think about from time to time. Also, I've got a little microphone. I don't know, I'm kind of moving it around, so I'm sorry in advance if there's any weird noises or glitches. I don't know. I haven't really used this microphone that much, but it's just kind of fun to use. But anyway, yeah. So it's just like, don't fucking know, It's just, I wanna, what do I wanna say? It's kind of like they cancel out, right? That's kind of what a paradox is like these two polar opposites that simultaneously can happen. I think that's my definition for it anyway. That can kind of like just it works, but it doesn't work at the same time. Anyway, I guess it's your perspective, you know, it's however you see your choices, and you can either regret everything you've done or certain things you've done, or you can see them as experiences and learning and messages from the universe to get you to where you are today. That is definitely how I see it. But I sometimes think maybe I should put more emphasis on my choices because sometimes I'm just like, meh, whatever. Life's kind of just for experiences, right? Like, whatever I choose, like, this is kind of my mindset. Whatever I choose is going to be the right thing that I was supposed to choose. I don't know about divine. Sorry, I don't know about what is it called? Freaking like a plan, like oh, my brain's literally gone. Predestination, predeter destiny. Pre. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like fate, destiny. I feel like it's all or nothing though, isn't it? You can't really pick and choose, but I guess that's also my perspective. Everything's p perspective, right? Everything's subjective. And basically what I'm saying is choice can be whatever you want it to be. You know, if you think something you chose was significantly important, then it's significantly important to you. It might not be in the grand scheme of things and in the universe's kind of plan for you, but if you think that it is, then it is. And if you don't think that choice was a good choice to make, I feel like I should throw some examples in here. I feel like I want to add some more personal stories. So, well, it's a hard one though, because I do like kind of taking myself out of the situation, but also being vulnerable. But I don't really have any. Okay, I don't think he'll be listening to this. So, say, my past relationship. I don't regret that at all, you know. It was a very interesting part of my life, to say the least. It was, and at the time I was making podcasts, so you guys could see, I guess, what I was like. But reflecting back on it now is really interesting to me because I just feel so different now about relationships in general and my boundary, not my boundaries, but my well, my boundaries, but more like my idea of who I want. And kind of just, yeah, just I don't know. I've learned a lot about myself, about the kind of person I want, the kind of person I don't want. Not anything, you know, just like who I'm kind of compatible with. But anyway, a lot of people would say they regret their past relationships, but I think they're so valuable. But again, it's all about your mindset, man. Like, But then I just think that is the right way to go about life. But that's, I don't know if that's very, but like it's quite an egotistical thing to say. But I don't know. I just think you should never have regrets. Well, do I? Do I actually think that? I think have regrets, but learn from them and don't hold on to them. So say like I might have instantly regretted something. But then I don't hold on to that feeling. I kind of just let it go and I kind of just accept it. And I know that's a very hard thing to do, but and I'm still definitely getting there and kind of consistently trying to do that, but I just think say how you feel. Although this is literally turning into a random podcast. But say how you feel. I should do like 10 lessons I've learned in 19 years of life so far. Or maybe I should do. I'm tired. When I turn 20. Oh, that's so weird to say. When I turn 20, I should do 20 things I've learned in 20 years. But anyway. Well, that could be quite interesting. Or maybe start off with five things. I don't know. I want to tell you guys some things on a more personal level, but not too much. But anyway, always say how you feel, even if it's scary. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold kind of thing going on right now. Anyway. Be honest with people that you care about and that you have in your life, because actually, that in itself could be a regret by not doing something. You know? Like, just if you feel it in the moment, just fucking say it. You know what I mean? Because I promise you'll feel so much better and you'll feel so much lighter inside. By just, oh my gosh, releasing that emotion, releasing that built up tension, and just giving it away almost is very healing. But yeah, choice. I guess this all relates. It's just there's so many things that could be done, but I don't know where to start sometimes, you know? I guess writing for me, writing really helps, and you can see kind of what's most important to you, what your heart is drawn to the most, and kind of go based off of that. I'm a very emotional, intuitive person. I do not base anything really off logic or reason. Not that I do, well, in my opinion, I think my heart is logical. But I guess at the same time, it can, I don't know, I don't think your heart ever lies to you. But it can be misleading, I guess. Although I really don't think it ever is. I think it always knows your best interest. Like, you know. And I think that's also your, I don't know, like when you feel, say you feel like bad about doing something. What is that? Like, what? I really would love to, maybe I'll look into that, but I really would love to know why you feel bad. Why you feel guilt about certain things and not other things. Sorry, this podcast episode's a bit everywhere. I don't know why I'm yawning so much. But I hope everyone's doing well, to be honest. Do you know what? I've been struggling a little bit recently. I haven't been feeling the best, emotionally. Energetically, I've kind of been in a bit of a bit of a just a bit of an off few days, which isn't a bad thing at all. I think I'm definitely having I'm going through a cleanse right now. I'm really like just honing in on myself. I'm really taking some time out. I'm back home now, by the way. I finished uni. I might need to do another episode about that and just like the most important. Oh, that would be good. The most important things I've learned at uni. I think that would be a good episode, actually. But yeah, I've just been kind of coming back to myself, writing down some things that have been on my mind, really taking the time out to just like chill, you know? It's been fucking intense, bro. Bro. It's been intense, but it's been literally the most amazing year I've ever had, and I wouldn't change any of it. Ah. Honestly, maybe one thing I would change is just like the people that I didn't really see too much, I'd try and see more of. But, you know, I can improve that next year, you know. It's not really too big of a deal. I'm just thankful that I met them in the first place. But yeah, man, I just taking a lot of time to just reflect and being at home. I feel like a different person at home sometimes. I mean, not sometimes, like every time. Like, compared to being by myself with my friends and to being with my family, I feel like two separate, like, personalities in a way. Like, I am still me in both of them. Like, I'm never like hiding away from myself, you know. I change slightly depending on whom I'm around anyway, and my mood and like, yeah. But it's just so weird because I wish I was kind of the same person, but in a way, I guess I'm glad I have different sides because some people just have the same side for everyone they see, and I'm just like, damn. I kind of would want people to act differently around just me, in a way. Because it shows they're like. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm talking about, guys. I kind of just. I'm waffling. This episode's a bit. I don't know. I've said that so many times. But maybe I should have thought this out more. But this might be a bit of a shorter one, to be honest. I just kind of wanted to rant a little bit. But anyway, choice. I've got so off topic. Actually, you know, because throughout uni I had choices, right? I had choices, many a choice every day. And sometimes they were difficult choices, sometimes they were more easy, but sometimes, often the little things are actually very hard decisions because I'm a very indecisive person. And I do want to choose, I want to be better at making decisions. But I just don't know. I think it's that thing I was talking about earlier where I don't want to make the wrong choice, but like it's no wrong choice, it's just a choice and just go with it, you know. I think Jordan Peterson talks about choosing something and just going for it openly. Oh no, he talks about what does he say, like something stepping into kind of fear, vulnerably, no, sorry, voluntarily stepping into fear rather than being forced into it. If you voluntarily place yourself in those situations, it'll be so much better because you're actively facing your anxiety or like your, you know, traumas rather than, feeling like it's all attacking you. You're kind of putting yourself in that power of position and that power of control and stuff. I think it's all about just, you want the feeling that you have control over your life. And I think that's why maybe I don't want to make decisions, because I like that free flowing, not having a clue what's going to happen. I do really like that. I'm a very free spirited gal, I guess you could say, but it can be my downfall sometimes. Just because then start losing myself very, very easily, and I come off the path pretty fucking easily. And it is hard to stay down one path. But at the same time, I'm like, why take it that seriously, you know? This is what I mean by paradox. You just, and indecisiveness is like, I know I'm more leaning towards this way, but then I'm like, the other way sounds good too. But the balance, I guess it's about the balance. But yeah, when thinking about having a very rigid plan, and when people know exactly what they want to do from like 4 years old, I'm like, really? I don't kind of understand it, I guess, because why wouldn't you want to explore different options? Like, it's really great that they have their, life set. It's really like, certainty. You have certainty, you have, a clear head, you have, a clear like line to follow. But I like not having the line. I like it being a bit crooked and a little bit, shaded or parts missing out. Because I like the surprise. I like the spontaneity and the, you don't know what's going to happen, because it's just like fucking crazy, But then again, it can get too out of hand and things can go horribly, horribly wrong, and you can spiral and have depressive episodes. That's like the extreme. But it does happen. It does happen when you have no control over the things you're doing, then it has control over you. And you need to take back that control, but also allow for new things to come into your life. Don't close them away. Invite them in. Invite them. Say hi. Give them a cup of tea, But yeah, these are just my random thoughts of the day, of the week. I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I've run out of ideas. I'm so tired right now. It's literally like 10 o'clock or something. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to start to, I've started going to bed, earlier, like at 12, and waking up at 9. So I think my normal melatonin will kick in soon. So anyway, yeah, thank you so much for listening to me. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you again soon. Have a great day, everyone.